Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, hello, ladies and gentlemen. By now, you should have heard the terrible incident in Paris. And we're all talking about it. Who did it? Why did they do it? Why don't we declare war? And then have horrible feelings about fears and things like that. But nobody will ask the psychological reason why Obama does not call ISIS out to call him what it is. Now, you've heard it said, you don't have to be a genius to understand that you can't commit, you can't project, not the word project, you can't call a arrest a person and do what you have to do under law if you don't give it a name, thief, murderer, whatever, rapist. You got to have a name for it, so to make clear that that's what it is. What kind of murder was it, et cetera, et cetera. So why doesn't the President of the United States call it for what it is and turns a blind eye to the fact of what it is? Now, I can do a program on this, and I can give it to you in very simple pieces, but I would like today for you to give me what you think is why he did it. And so, but I'll tell you what, and let me be very frank with you. Many of you will be afraid to call me on the radio thinking that your phone is bugged. Now, that tells you what you think about the president. Isn't that correct? I said, of course it does. Well, why don't you just knock that off and give me a call? And if they arrest you, then you've struck the first blow, because it'll be heard all over the place if I have to do with it. It come for me. But they won't. Not until they get into power, if you know what I mean. The other side, whatever the other side is I'm referring to, is communist. I almost said it, but the little voice inside me said, oh, no, don't let them call you. But I will give you the psychology behind the reason. First of all, you have to have a reason why he does it. So what reason does he not take on that which is killing us? And why is he letting all kinds of people, for sure, mingling with them is ISIS there, knowing for sure that leaving the borders open so to let those thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them, there's legions of them here already. The explosions and the killing in this country is just small fry. It's just little bits and pieces to see what you do. Just to test you. When a bully tests a person, regardless of the size of the person, but this is what happens. The bully does not usually get hold of you and beat you up and do what he wants with you until he does two things. One of them is to see if you get angry. If you get angry, you belong to him. I can explain that, but just let me say it first. That's number one. If you just give in and go along, he owns you. And then something very terrible takes place with you giving in. First of all, you may get beaten up or raped. But let me say this. If you didn't get upset or angry and you didn't give in and you stood your ground with cool, meaning it's like he's walking furniture. That's the attitude. In other words, there's nothing of that which I just said is in you. That is a Jesus quality. He has a field around him. The adversaries have a field around them that frighten you into submission, and they literally eat you a little bit. They own you and intimidate you and take you to pieces and destroy your mind in little bits and pieces. So now let me just go back to my first question. The number is 800-866-8883. Would you please call 6 p.m., excuse me, to 8 p.m. West Coast time.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
These are sad days. And you'll notice that there's very few people on the air like me anymore. There's a few, but there isn't much. An organization that bought up all the stations and took all the good people off, and put the bad people on. See, and they put their people on in specific places in order to help win the election. You got to get rid of people like myself. Afraid of. I have 90-100 stations, and in these 100 stations, I can do a lot of damage if I can get you to understand what's going on. In the opening salvo, in the opening program 6 minutes ago, I said, "Why doesn't the President of the United States? Why does he shrink at giving a name to the bullies the ISIS that are murdering people wholesale and are coming across the border? And why do you think, what is his reasoning that he won't do anything? I just want to know, do you understand the psychology of that? Because if you understood the psychology, it's not that he's afraid. He's the president. He's not afraid. So if he's not afraid, because he's president, there's another reason why he's not afraid. It's because he's one of them. That's it. And I would take the second one. He's treacherous. But then why would you elect a treacherous person? And why are you afraid to speak up to this? That's the question. Why are you afraid to call me? Why do you let me say it all over and over again, and not a single word about such things? Yes, you call me sometimes about your romance and your tuberculosis and whatever it is you got, your anxieties and fears. But politics, the nation is lost for something behind all of politics, as usual. And politics is another form of warfare. You have to understand what's going on. If you don't understand what's going on, you can't fight it. So it's really not about explosions and people dying so much. It is a terrible thing. But there's a reason why he lets it happen. Do you know the reason for that? Because he's one of them. Do you understand? Now, how many people would call me and say, I agree with it? Yes, your phone number might be bugged. I know. It's you're afraid. Your people are afraid. So when a big explosion happens and 70 people, 80 people get murdered, God knows what, and the next one, all we do is mumble to each other and then feel sorry for the people. We have nice eulogies and God knows what. And then they're not that nice anyways, especially when only when Obama gets in the way and gives a speech instead of giving love and care and thoughtfulness to the people that was destroyed and suffered. Now listen carefully. I don't expect you to call me. I'm not trying to be political. If I talk about Obama, he is not a political target, so I can talk about him. I can't tell you about the other two. I can't speak about that. You can sense what I believe, can't you? Obviously. You don't need me to tell you who to vote for, do you? Really? Okay. So, it's so obvious. But it isn't obvious to some other people. So let me come to the point. I take it very slowly. And maybe you want to intervene and have a chat with me about this. But you hear a lot about fear, don't you? Okay? And do you understand that what's going on is to create fear? Is that correct? And don't you understand our president knows that that's the case too? Because fear is a psychological trick. It means if he can just say nothing and do nothing and let the fear and the anxiety grow, there's a percentage of people in America who will become lovers of the enemy. Now, I just said that in ordinary rhetoric, but let me tell you what it really is. So that if you can frighten a person into what? What would you frighten a person into if you're going to frighten them? You frighten them to give themselves to the bully. Is that correct? Please answer me. The number is 800-866-8883. I'm not going to sit on this podium and not have you talk to me. I want to see what courage you've got to speak up and say and understand. Help me to understand it. Make you understand it better. So let me just go back to the point again. So you're focused on the enemy coming at you and nothing's being done, correct? That's purposeful. That is purposeful. Ever since 9/11, purposeful. Well, Bush didn't know what to do. But this one does. He's both. He's a communist and he's one of them. Why don't you say it and why can't you see it? Because you're afraid of him. And you're afraid of him because he lets the enemy cause you to have fear. And he's one of them. And you're afraid of him. And that's the whole idea. He's got his power from letting you become fearful. Because you start to resent him and say, why doesn't he do something? And then you start to resent him. But you can't reach him. You get upset with him. If that by itself, not just the fact that everybody's dying and the person next door, et cetera, all that stuff. It's fear. A climate of fear will program millions of Americans to be beholden, that's another word, to love the enemy. Yes, when the person gives in to a bully, he is equivalent to yielding himself to the enemy and feeling comfortable, meaning ISIS doesn't look so bad if you begin to let him in, and because you're afraid. And when you're afraid, you give yourself to that which causes you to fear. You give in. You become upset. And then you have a changed outlook on that. What happens if we live next door? What happens if we have a civil war and it all comes in? How would I say it? How would I think? If I'm had my head chopped off, what will I say? You're thinking about all those things. There it goes there. Okay, say, do you understand what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? One caller. Do you understand that fear can be cultivated? It can be allowed to become complicated, because if you're one of them, as the president is, he's allowing his friends to make you upset so you have an affection for them. Don't you understand the victim has an affection for the bully to keep the peace? That's what it is. It's a little self. When a person upsets you, they make a little self of themselves in you that served them. And no longer are you an American, no longer are you a person. And you have so many Americans in America who are appeasers. And it becomes a religion. If you look at many religions, the Catholic religion are like that, but the point is, there's a tendency to be in a religion and to love your enemy. Now, to love your enemy is the wrong thing. You don't love... To love your enemy is to agree with your enemy. To love it, but there's a special kind of love. Love don't hate your enemy. Love don't be afraid of your enemy. That's it. And what gives you the power to see this and to stand up to it and look at the president for what he is something that's very important for you to be. Because if you don't, if there's so many people who are easily upset, they give themselves to the strongest member. They give themselves to the strongest animal. And that's how we lose our country. So, in your religions, you've got to be careful about loving your enemy. Love, don't hate your enemy. Don't react to your enemy. And then you become fearless. But where do you get this ability to be unafraid and not reactive? Because, well, that's the question, isn't it? Because unless you find the kingdom of heaven within you, you will not understand what I'm saying. You will lose yourself and you will lose your country, I assure you. There's all too many people on drugs and alcohol. There's too many millenniums who ever got as stupid as they can be. All they need is pleasure, and they give in into their impulses. And so you can expect the millenniums to be not noble, not strong, not powerful, or they easily bullied, easily converted to the other side. When you give in to pressure, you are being reshaped. Your image is reshaped. You have given yourself to that spirit in that person who is subject to himself. Every bully is a coward before their own bully. And you have a whole chain gang beginning with Obama. See, because if he's the one that has set this up so that instead of being a bully one at a time, he's a bully as a politician, he lets the enemy, if he is one of them. If he's Ronald Reagan, it'd be a different reaction. But his behavior is one of them. He has two sides of his makeup, communism and ISISism. And that's why he doesn't mention it, because they're his friends. Nobody gonna call up, are you? you miserable, cowardly lot. You know, sometimes I wish, why am I doing this? Why am I sacrificing myself? I suppose that is the truth because, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. But it's important in these days for me to tell you that you cannot love your enemy as you think what love is. You dare not. So get up and stand up like a person. Look at yourself. The whole idea is to make you fearful. And then you're loyal. You become loyal to the adversary. Even in your own life, you try to make peace with him. All right, did you understand what I'm saying? You, when you give in, you've got to keep giving in, don't you? And pretty soon all of you is going to give in. And you embolden the bully. Is that what you want? Then listen to your preacher then. Listen to your pastor. Because love your enemy is stupid. Well, because there's two kinds of love. There's the love of the world, and it's the love of the Creator. When you have his love inside you, nobody can touch you. And if you die, stand up. Be a man. Be a person. That's the way it could be. I want America. Then you can throw away your... You see, when you give in, you have anxiety. The more you give in, the more you have to give in. And the weaker you are, and the stronger your adversary gets, and they have more power to hurt you. And they will. And it never stops. And then you try to stand up and it's feeble. He's already owned you, especially if it's politics. Now this person-to-person situation where people appease us, when it does in a politic situation in a grand way, you could lose your country. Not only will you lose yourself, but you'll lose your country. Do you see this? Are you going to believe your rabbi? Are you going to believe your preacher? Love your enemy? It's to kiss his feet? No. That's wrong. If your preacher tells you that, he's ignorant and stupid, and maybe purposely stupefy you. Who knows about this kind of person that doesn't see you can't love your enemy the way... Because there's two kinds of love, isn't it? Do you love the world? You're looking for love in all the wrong places, don't you? How have you experienced love? How many times have you been betrayed by that kind of love? Forever you'll be betrayed. You're never going to find it in the world, but you'll find it within. Do you not know that you are the God's temple and God's Spirit dwells within you? If anybody destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. And Corinthians 6:19-20. Okay. Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the living God, who is inside you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor him with your bodies. Okay. 800-866-8883. We'll take our first call. This is program number 8745. Just in case, I did a program yesterday and several people called up and said, what was the program number? Okay. So let me take the first call. Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. So I gave you the reason why he allows fear to enter into you so your friends can take you over, so your loyalty will be to them as they get stronger and stronger and more bold, which is happening. It's becoming more bold and we're becoming more afraid. Do not be afraid! That's your danger. And he's put you in that danger. And why do you like him? Because he's a bully. Yeah, he's a nice bully, but he has power. You can't speak up to him. You can't speak up to him. You can't even speak to him. You can just resent him. But then you can fear him. You can hate him. But that works for him too. Love, don't hate your enemy. See, love, don't hate him. Love is not giving in, standing your ground, not going along with anybody. All right, so here we go with our program. Let's see what we can do today. I spent my whole day, even yesterday, trying to make a point, and if I don't have many calls, I will go back to it just a little bit about programming. What's happening in the world, what causes war, Churchill called the Second World War the unnecessary war. Because if he would have been prime minister rather than the other one was, I can't, in this, his name doesn't come to me exactly, but he was basically an appeaser, and it's the appeaser that emboldened Hitler and everything he did. And because the BBC was the only means of communication with the British people, a Nazi sympathizer was in there and kept him away. And Chamberlain, his name, yes, that comes to me. Chamberlain, he was an appeaser. He appeased and he appeased and he appeased and he appeased. And the more he appeased, the power, more power he's got. Even though at the end he says, we'll sink our battleships to show you how we care. We don't want to hurt you. We want peace. And all I did was brought war. That's why it's a necessary war. And this is an unnecessary war, too. But with the other person, Chamberlain, he was just an appeaser that didn't know any better. He became a friend of Churchill later on. See, he was a weakling. He was an appeaser. He was on the left. And so he was a sort of like what they're equivalent to a Democrat. And the Democrats are mostly also, nearly all the Democrats are anti-American. The way they behave is to pick the wrong candidates and so on and do the wrong things. Unless you have drugs and alcohol, make everything legal and glorify you in encouraging you to have sex before marriage and things like that, just to break down your what makes you strong and keeps you safe and helps you to stand up and see clearly and overcome the overcomer, because that's my world. I've come from that world and never flinched. I'm just an ordinary guy. I'm 88 years old, going on for 90. See? I'm not afraid of anything. Dude, but what is to be afraid of? What you're to be afraid of is hell. That's what I'll be afraid of, that you give in to the wrong powers. You give your life to the wrong people who represent what looks like love, but it's perversion. So be careful about these things. All right, now we're going to go to my calls. Take a break. Okay, don't go away. We'll be right back. Let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. Call me 6 to 8 West Coast time, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., that's it. And the number of this program is, if I can find it, 8745. There you are. I'll be right back. Now, we're going to speak to Barbara. I'm going to ask Barbara to wait just about 2 minutes. I just want to remind you that this program is not sponsored by anybody but you. And if you like what I'm saying, and if you see that it's appropriate in this day and age, and to look at things and see them for what they are, and not what they make you think they are. That's what they can do. All I have to do is frighten you into submission, and I can make you do what I want to do. Do you think I want to do this to you? I want to free you from that. I don't want to transfer you because I'm strong. And so the tendency is you hear a person on the radio like me, and then you know that you're an appeaser, and so you put me on a pedestal. Do not do that. If you put me on a pedestal, you've just transferred the person that's going to control you. And I don't mean to control you, but it will happen. You will become a zombie, a wannabe. Look, be like me, but you're not really like me. You're just mechanical, a sort of a fake Christian. All knowledge, no common sense. You're just an actor on the stage. I want you to be free. And only the truth is you're free. And the truth is you can't put me on a pedestal. But if you don't be on a pedestal and you like what I'm saying, you like where I'm coming from, that's different. It's magical. That's all I want to say. All right. So how many minutes to our break here? Oh, yes. Please support the program. Please, please. I need to get on more stations. By the way, there's a very good article on Facebook. Please, if you've never been to Facebook in your life, I've only been on about 3 weeks. I've got 13,000 people on there right now. But I need to be 1 million, 100 million, if possible. I want as many people as possible to see what I'm saying, to hear what I'm saying, so I can spread it not only in America, but across the whole world. Everybody, the world has the problem, but they're slaves. They have gone through slavery. We came out of slavery, and we're going back into it again. Freedom is not free. Freedom is not free. It's standing up for what's right, and not being so self-righteous, so self-centered. Okay, so it's not about you. It's about others. And God loves those who love others. And not look for love back again. I don't do this for you to love me back. I would like to be, if you get better, then you help me find somebody else too, so I can free them as I free you. I have the ability to free you. I have the gift of freedom, and to share freedom, and to help you understand what you cannot understand, and so you don't have to believe something wildly. That you're saved. That's not good enough. And so I'm working my way for you to understand yourself. You don't have love. I don't care what religion you are, you can't say you love your enemy. That's a lie. You don't want to love your enemy. You don't want to not hate him. And you win. He loses.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Barbara. Is Barbara there? Oh, it's good. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Barbara.
So I talked to you a few weeks ago, and I've been talking to you periodically over the last year, and even before that.
Yes.
And actually, I sent you an email today, or I sent the foundation one, and Margaret said she sent it to you and that I should call you tonight.
All right.
You had, I had told you the situation I was in, that I was at my house with my daughter who had
the baby.
You tried
to leave your husband, but he took all the money. Is that, that's what it is?
Yes, he took all the money. I went to the banks today.
I can't remember if you have children.
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have children?
Do I have children?
Yes.
Oh, I have five. They're all grown, though.
Oh, all grown. The kids love you?
Kids love me? Yeah, they do.
So you have no problem. You're not alone.
No.
So, but see, you are disturbed by that. He's a liar and a cheat, so that it's not right.
If he wants to do that,
he says, look, I'm leaving, here's your half. That would be noble. But he's not noble. So how do you deal with the ignoble people? Now let me listen. Can I give you an opportunity to... would you share, let me have an opportunity to tell you what I did under
Please,
those similar
yes.
conditions? Have you ever heard of Talk Radio Network?
Yes, I have, yes. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Through you, yes.
It was the second biggest in the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
And it was conservative. And the left planned to take it away, and they did.
Yes.
Okay. So we went from the second biggest network to what we are now, and we have a huge lawsuit, of course. And but the point is, I put my life into that. See, and my son, Mark, he put his life into that. It was going to become the biggest one. But the left caused it to collapse to some degree. I'm still on the air. We still have programs on the air, but not like it was before.
Right.
The left actually planned to not to give us what's owed us, so we can continue. There's a system where they sell commercials and then they give keep their part and give the network their part, and so they continue. They shut it down, and we collapsed.
Yes.
Now, what do you think we did? What do you think I did? I didn't flinch. Okay, it happened. I'm strong for that. My son is strong for that. We're going to come back. You will see. You'll wait and see. I don't know how. I don't know when.
Uh-huh.
But we're coming back. See? See?
Yes.
So, if I lose it, I win. If I lose it and not hate it and become strong, then it's work. But if I get upset as if I've lost something, I'm losing a piece of myself to the enemy.
Right.
I'm not going to do that. It was a huge, cruel thing. Let it be big and cruel. It's only I'm prepared for that. And I want you to be prepared for that. You just walk away. You don't have any money, but you've got some nice family. Correct?
That's right. Yes, I have very little, but I have a good family. I do.
But you said they're all grown up, aren't they?
Yes, they are. The youngest is 26, 27.
They're not going to leave their mother in a strait like that.
No.
Yes. So you stay calm. And deal with this with great dignity. Get gone.
Yeah.
And if you can get it back, then you can. You can try to get it back, but don't make it so important. Just do it.
Okay.
See that?
Okay.
That's simple. You're a better person now. Let it go.
Yeah.
Okay. You may lose your life one day. You have to live.
I know it. I know.
All right.
I know.
But that kind of attitude gives you another kind of life on the other side. You know the story of Jesus, don't you?
What he did. So looking at it all. And
his very presence is still with us. It's there. It's like the blood that fell from him somehow purified the whole world, if you could find the purity in it, the world that's in it that he leaves behind. He gave of himself, his whole self, and that whole self was required as the sacrifice. And so when he passed away, he left this energy there for you to find. It's there, within you. Within you. It's not in the air. It's there. It's something about him that touches you and awakens you so that you are like him in your relationship with God, day by day, moment by moment. Always remember, don't hate your enemy. Don't love your enemy. Don't love him. Don't love the enemy, because that's giving in to the enemy. Love, which means don't hate. That's what love is. It cannot separate from the beloved, which is God. See that? Okay. Good young lady. All right. 800-866-8883. I'm Roy Masters. This is program number 8745. Let me see what we got here. What do you think of meditations? Or other meditations are all crap. Excuse the expression. Hello, George. Hello. How are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing
a friend
good.
Of mine told me about your show. I had looked into a lot of different things and just wanted a kind of a plain answer tautologistically, you know.
So you want my opinion on all the others? Every one of them are hypnotic.
Oh.
Every one of them are hypnotic and program you. To make you think you're okay when you're not.
Wow.
I know
there's
how to
a lot
do
of,
that.
Yeah, there's a lot of systems out there. I've tried many over the years.
And if you're a real person, you can't stand any of them.
Right. Yeah. So the question is, why do people do them? Or maybe I'm asking the wrong question.
May I suggest that you go to my website. Or go to, if you don't want to go to the website, it's a church thing, because we have a church, a 501c3, but I don't capture people. I catch and release. That's what I do.
Right.
That's good.
Right.
I like that. So you go to a special place on the internet. It's called Antidote for All. Antidote. Antidote is an I in it. AntidoteForAll.com. And there's a 7-minute meditation without any religious words in it.
Okay.
And so you just sit there quietly and follow the yellow brick road. It says close your eyes, make your fingers tingle. That's about it. But I do it in a very sneaky way. Excuse the expression. I want to bring you over to God. So I don't have to give you suggestions. He will give you intuitive suggestions. And you don't know where they're coming from after a while.
Oh, I see. So it's built in. Right.
See. You must live by intuition. I don't know what the next moment is, but I know what to do. I know how to do it because I don't react to it. And sometimes not reacting to it is enough. You win.
So you kind of feel like you're frozen in the present.
No, I don't feel like anything. No.
Okay.
I can tell you a little story. I have a gang living down the street.
Yeah.
There's an empty lot, and then there's a big house in Ventura, and then it was full of gang people,
right?
And drugs and everything, and doing all kinds of things. It's awful, awful. And so they just go up and down the streets with their cars going up and down, sort of sneering at you. How the front goes up and down. And the police couldn't catch him. I went to all of the residents there, and they said, "Why don't we just come out and do something together?" They were scared. So, one day, there was 20 of them milling around out there. I said, "Who's your boss?" And a big guy came and said, "I am." I said, "I want to talk to you." So he comes towards me like...
Wow.
There's a movie called 12 Noon or something like that.
Uh-huh.
High Noon. And so there's two of us, and my wife is saying, Roy. And I said, shut up, listen, let me take care of this. I'm only 155 pounds, this big guy. I said, you know what? I'm going to mesmerize you. He said, what the hell are you talking about? I said, I'm going to make you do exactly what I want you to do. He says, how can you do that? I said, well, you're already helping me because you're getting angry, aren't you, you stupid idiot? And the moment he got angry, I owned him.
Right.
I took charge of his mind.
Instantly, yeah, I see, yeah.
Yeah, and so he got so angry, but I can read his mind because I'm the driving force. I know what he's going to do. And I can see his mind raising his hand. And he raised his hand. I said, that's what I want you to do. See? And then his hand stopped in midair because he rebelled. And he walked away with his hand in the air and couldn't move it.
Wow.
And he got on his motorcycle with his hand. I think his hand stopped then. And he ran by me with his motorcycle away from his friends. I said, I'm going to get you for speeding. And they all went away next day.
Well, you didn't know what to do. The guy didn't know what to do, right?
That's right.
That's great.
You understand that how they get strength by intimidating the neighborhood?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if a person is like Jesus, or a person Jesus-like, if I may say so, if it's in me, I can do it. But first I had to stop the cars. They were going up down the streets. I stood in the middle of the street and stood. They had to knock me down. I wouldn't budge. I didn't feel anything. Mm-hmm. You see, the secret is, you don't. It's not you that's doing it.
There's
just like when you are mesmerized, when you are demoralized, you are doing what your mind tells you, what other people want from you. You go along to get along, and you consider that as good. No, people are controlling you.
Yes.
So there's something inside me that it takes the place of the bully, and gives me the answer. It gives me peace, and you cannot take that peace away.
So when that person that tries,
he loses.
So that whole thing, they read you as a mensch, right?
A mensch, yes. And I'm not saying this to brag.
No, I know.
So listen. This is my early days when I was beginning to understand what sin is. Sin is temptation. It means there's got to be a tempter or temptress. And then to cause you to react. And the obvious one to begin with is to react with anger and fear. And then you go along to get along. See that? And if so, the person who wants, the worldly person, exists on demoralizing people around them and introducing them mental illness and more mental illness and anxiety until you give in. And the more you give in, the worse you get. It's not the cure. Okay, we'll be right back. David, you okay? You sound tired. Are you a bit tired? Okay. So it sounds like when you... Okay. So, George, are you still there? I'm sorry to keep you waiting.
Yes, that's okay. Yeah, I was going to say, so if people have priorities of not act and react, which is animal level, if it's more graceful, then that's on a higher level, right?
Yes, if you can recognize that the answer is not to be the answer is not to respond, because
right.
you cut. And let me use that word respond and put it in biblical terms. So you cannot serve two masters. You are react or obey one or not the other. So when you start to react to pressure and cruelty and seduction, when you give in to that, it's a life of going on, giving in and becoming one of them and doing unto others what was done unto you, most likely. See that? And that's why our country's falling apart.
I see.
But I know how to stop this, but I don't have enough people. I can't reach enough people.
Mm-hmm.
But there's lots of people like you out there, and if I could reach them, everything would change.
If you don't go within, then you go without. You see what I mean?
Yes, you're correct. You're saying it, and you're parceling it pretty good.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Rory.
You're understanding it pretty well. Is that so?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yes.
I appreciate it.
I'm glad you do. But if you go to that meditation, and it's only 7 minutes, and just quietly do the things I ask you to do without expecting any result. And don't try to add, don't try to make it happen. When I say to you, close your eyes, please close your eyes, be gracious enough, do that.
Okay.
And now look at your eyelids. And then when you start looking at your eyelids, something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you before you do it.
Okay.
See, you have a body, a brain. A monkey has that. So you have similar equipment there as far as that's concerned. And a monkey can be trained to some degree that it can.
Right.
Because they come into the world already programmed. And they can learn very little more, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We come into the world with a blank sheet.
Yes.
So you can put anything you want into it. That's why it's so important to have a good family. That's it.
I wish I could undo a whole lot of stuff.
Yes, that's right. But I tell you, what I'm doing with you, what helping you to do is to disconnect your conscious, your soul, the spirit, from that brain.
Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
So, George, since I've got you and there's nobody else on the air, 800-866-8883, that's the phone number, and call me Monday through Friday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and you can get my program on archive live on FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. So you can always get me anywhere in the world if you don't have a radio. And you can listen to my programs over and over again or archive. Okay. Did George disappear? Okay. So where were we with George here? Well, no, George is still listening. So let me speak to George and then to everybody that's listening. Was listening to me speaking with him. I was telling him about a simple technique which will free you from me. Now, to free you from me means I don't get any money, or I can manipulate you and make you guilty. So you come to my Sunday morning, and the hat goes around and whatever it is, and so therefore there's an obligation. I want no obligation. I want to help you. I don't care if you give it to me or you don't. It's essential I do get support. And some of you will do it, but it has to be from the heart. I know how to get money from people, but no, not that way. I have to do something good for them. And then they have to decide whether they want to do something nice for me, for other people, pass it forward. That's it. And that makes it sweeter for that person. That's all I'm trying to say. Now, having said that, let me get back to the George. George, when you do that meditation, that particular one, there's others. I have extensions of that which you may not need. But this is no cost. And I want it. If everybody did it in the world, half the world will get better. It doesn't work on everybody because not everybody is like you, not looking, seeking. So you have to be a seeking quality. But since you are, it will work for you if you're seeking. If you're not, you think it won't work and you think I'm whatever I am. In your own way, you can conjure up anything because there's something innocent about inside me that you will begin to hate. And you've got to be very careful. If you try that meditation and you begin to hate me and look down at your nose at me, even silently, having never met me before, it will break you twice, not twice, but 10 times, bring misfortune on you, suffering on you. It will do that, and I can explain, give you the reasons for it, but not let me do it now. You do it with a good heart. Close your eyes and just look at your eyelids, how it looks like you're looking at your eyelids, and it is at first. But as you spend a minute or so looking at those little pixels, it actually sees. You've got little lights, little sparkles of some kind, and you're actually looking at your brain. And the reason if you're looking at your brain, the only way you can see it is because you're objective to it. Immediately you become objective, and that represents be still. You're in a world where there's no time. And you can see your surface of your brain is no longer your eyelids. And then all of a sudden the soul having disconnected, has moved backed off. But but relatively speaking, Einstein kind of thing, with relativity to your body, you're moving back, but relative to God, you're moving towards Him and He moves towards you. It is beautiful, magical. I don't have to tell you how to live. He's in you. See? Who gets that? How many people are afraid of that? Now we're going to go to New Jersey. And how do you pronounce that name? Hello. Boosie. Hello.
Hello.
This is Roy.
Yes.
And what can I do
for you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Your
I hope
voice
you can hear me.
Is kind of low.
Yes, I'm coming closer. How's that?
Okay, I think it's better.
Yes, better. Okay. Fire away.
Yes,
I'm listening.
So there's this guy that I met like 3 years ago, and the first time I met him, I was completely captivated by him.
That's pretty dangerous. That's pretty dangerous.
Really?
You mean you're addicted to him?
Mm-hmm. I am.
It means you're addicted to him.
Yes, and he noticed that I liked him by the way I reacted to him, and he basically, I don't know what word to use, responded accordingly to that, and he used to give me a lot of attention. He used to... And like within 3 weeks of talking, he already started saying, I love you. And I used to believe him, even though I knew it was really quickly. But because I was just drawn to his energy and I was so attracted to him, I just went along with it. And on top of that, I was talking about him to everybody, my sisters, my friends. Like I was completely just mesmerized by this guy. And then all of a sudden, he stopped talking to me, and he was in a different state. And eventually, when I could, make the effort to see him. And he made it seem like when I was in the same state, even though I was visiting family friends, I had to kind of, like, visit my family friends but still find a way to meet up with him. And when I did...
What's the bottom line? What's the bottom line?
The bottom line is... He used to give me a lot of attention, and all of a sudden...
No. What's the relationship? Why are you calling me? What's the problem?
Why am I, memorized?
Addicted to him. You're addicted to him. You gave yourself to him for love. But you can't give yourself to a person to get their love. Because you can't have two masters. You have chosen a human being to save you, to fill the emptiness of your being. You're going to suffer, and you can die from this. Because if he walks away, you're going to walk away empty, and another person will come along, and another one, and there won't be anything left of you. I've got to say bye to you now. But I've made the point. Thank you. Oh, I started to eat my dinner. I got one moment. Hello again. Please support the foundation. Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. And the website is fhu.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. Or you could just put down Roy Masters and in a search, and you'll get right there anyway. You'll see my website. Thank you very much for your support. I really appreciate it. I want to reach the world. I'll just reach you because someone made it possible for me to stay long enough to